Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. Two teenagers have been caught by police after a 75-year-old was allegedly bashed and robbed in Toowoomba's CBD yesterday. Police say the elderly man was waiting at the Margaret Street taxi rank at Grand Central at around 5 p.m. when he was attacked from behind, causing him to fall to the ground before his backpack was stolen. He was rushed to hospital with serious head injuries. Police used Polair to track and intercept an alleged stolen car on Hermitage Road at about 8:30 last night, then a dog squad to find the two alleged offenders hiding in bushland after they fled on foot. An 18-year-old is facing multiple charges, including grievous bodily harm. He's seen a magistrate in Toowoomba today. And a 16-year-old's been denied police bail and will face an unlawful use of a motor vehicle charge in the Children's Court. The member for Toowoomba South, David Janetsky, says the police are doing everything they can to combat youth crime.
That's someone's dad, grandfather, brother. It's quite indiscriminate now, and for that to be happening so openly, it's completely brazen. And once that became news last night, my phone was off the hook again with people reaching out saying, when can this end?
Meanwhile, the team at Toowoomba Hospital have performed their first ever coronary angiogram procedure. The new service is part of increasing local capability and bringing care closer to home for patients. Previously, those who needed the procedure, which is used to diagnose heart artery blockages, have had to travel to Brizzy. And finally, Tenants Queensland is calling on the state government to introduce a detailed list of minimum standards for rental properties. It says the next stage of the state government's rental reforms come into effect in September and include minimum housing standards. But Penny Carr says last week's heatwave serves as a reminder that more severe weather events are likely due to climate change.
A lessor's responsibility in Queensland is to make sure any fittings and fixtures are in good working order. But unfortunately, they're not required to install things like fans.